So tonight we'll try just to give a regular, old-fashioned kind of a shiur, just about Inyanei Purim, rather than try to connect Purim to Eretz Yisrael. So we'll try just to speak about one particular sugya that comes up in Hilchos Purim, that branches out to other areas of Halach as well. So we know that the changing of the clock, daylight savings time, always causes a whole series of different halachas. So when I was a kid, so daylight savings time used to start at the end of April. Then a couple of years later, then they started at the beginning of April. Now it's starting at the beginning of March, and it's going to start in the Hanukkah time. So this has caused a whole series of issues in halacha, particularly when it comes to the celebration of Purim, because it just happens to be that, of course, we change the clock this Moshe Shabbos, and Monday night is already Purim. So the Shabbat has already been raised. It's a Shabbat that exists all the time, but it's become more relevant this year. When precisely is the earliest time to read the Megillah? So people are already getting a little bit itchy. It's a long time to siesta. People want to get home and get the kids out to sleep, whatever it is. So when exactly is the Tchilas Hazman of Kriyas HaMegillah? So at first glance, this shaila is not really a Purim shaila. This is a general shaila. When is the earliest time to perform any mitzvahs, which have to be performed at night? So we know that Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara tells us, and Maseches Megillah, has to be performed twice, once by Yom and once by Laila. So it's a mitzvah by Laila. So we know when Laila starts. Laila starts at Tzeis Kechavim. So let's say for all other mitzvahs, for Moshe, for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, so Laila starts at Tzeis Kechavim. Other mitzvahs, Laila begins once the stars come out. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that between the time of Shkia, between the time of sunset, and when the stars come out, that's considered to be Ben HaShemashah, so that's a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. So can one be makel, can one be lenient to perform mitzvahs, which otherwise there's manas balayla? Can one perform these mitzvahs at a time which is a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila? What is that halacha? So, l'chaora, the answer to this question is pretty straightforward. That it depends what kind of a mitzvah we're talking about. If we're talking about a mitzvah min haTorah, then we have a rule, Sveika d'Oraisa l'chumra. If we're dealing with a mitzvah min d'Rabbanan, then Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula. So, let's say l'mashal achilas matzah. Achilas matzah is a mitzvah d'Oraisa, the erev toch l'matzahs. So one cannot begin to eat the matzah until after Tzeis Kechav. One cannot say, well, it's after Shkia, it's after sunset, so it's a Sufik. No, Sufik d'Oraisa l'chumra, you have to wait until Tzeis Kechav. Whereas at the other mitzvahs, which would only be midirabanan, so then you would have a right to presumably perform those mitzvahs, even at the earlier time, at the time of Shkia. Is this analysis correct? So this appears to be a machlokas harishonim in the end of Maseches Pesachim. So Tosus, the sugya appears in some rishonim and Pesachim, but the original sugya actually appears in Maseches Menachos. So Tosus, the Maseches Menachos, and the Samach Vav, raises the question about when is the earliest time for one to count Sviras HaOmer. So the Tosfos was of the opinion that Sviras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan, because Sviras HaOmer min haTorah is linked to the Korban HaOmer, and only applies midaraisa when you bring the actual Korban in the base of Mikdash. So the whole sphere that we have today is only Zeichel and Mikdash. That's Tosfos' understanding of Sviras HaOmer today. So therefore, Tosfos concludes, since Sviras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan, so therefore one can count Sviras HaOmer even during Ben HaShemashah. So there's no problem, you can even count as long as the sun set, even though it's not Vada Laila, it's only a Sufik Laila, but Sufik Dabar on the Kula, it's perfectly okay to count Sviras HaOmer. And Tosfos says, even the Chatchila, it's okay to count Sviras HaOmer during Ben HaShemashah. Then Tosfos throws in a monkey wrench into this equation. Tosfos says, not only is it okay l'chatchila to count Sviur during Ben HaShemashos, maybe it's preferable to count Sviur during Ben HaShemashos. Why should it be preferable? So Tosfos says that we always try to count Sviras HaOmer to get the greatest kiyum of Tmimos. Tmimos means that the day should be complete. That's why, in fact, we count at night and not in the morning. Because when you count at night, that's the fulfillment of Tmimos. The whole day is considered to be counted. The whole 24-hour unit is considered to be counted. So Tosfos is a chiddush that doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara just says that Tmimos means you count at night in contrast to the daytime. But Tosfos says, no, there's a mitzvah to count as early in the night as possible. The earlier the better. Not just because there's a reason of giving the mitzvahs, but as a greater enhancement of Tmimos. And therefore, since you can be Yotzei during Ben HaShemashos, it's preferable to count during Ben HaShemashos. That's Tosfos Chiddush Agabi Chiddush. So first Tosfos says you're allowed to count Ben HaShemashos, and then they tell you we recommend that you count Ben HaShemashos.
You happen from the day before.
No, it's ready al shem the next day. Misafik, it's ready the next day.
But
so,
Misafik isn't the next day.
But Safik job on the Kula.
Yeah, but correct, but it's definitely
Misafik
being equal. Let's say it's the first day of Omer.
Okay.
I would agree with you. But being that it's the second day or the third day of Omer, you're taking away from the previous day.
So,
you should Safik. So
what?
That's not coming.
No, Tosfos didn't. There are some Acharonim who say you're not allowed to have a Meir on Shavuos night early because it takes away from the Tmimus of Sviras HaOmer. So the Rishonim never heard of such a thing. The Gemara never heard of such a thing. There was a much, much later minig that
we don't know.
Okay. So it's a later minig that, I guess it's not that late, to make it to Meir. So it's a Taz, the Magen Avraham, that say that the minig was not to daven early on Shavuos night because of that reason. But it's not the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin, the Rishonim, you don't find such an idea. So again, so Tosfos has a few chiddushim there. They say that number one, you're allowed to count Tvira Benesh Mashos, and even it's better to count Tvira Benesh Mashos. Then Tosfos has it even a chiddush, agabe chiddush, agabe chiddush. So Tosfos says that you can even count Tvira Soma even before Shkia. Why is that? So that's already Sisei Torah. How can you count before Shkia? So Tosfos sounds like that's even greater Tmimah. So the Achorim said, what do you mean greater Tmimah? It's the wrong day. Being a mamish counted on the wrong day. How is that a greater Tmimah? That's not the mitzvah b'chlal. So that's a collector's item. That Tosfos. Let's try that Tosfos the Menachos of Samavav. I always tell the Bachar over in Yeshiva whenever we get to this, and we before Purim we can tell lighter stories also. So many moons ago when I was on the parish of dating, so it was the day after Shavuos, and I went out with a girl whose father was a very chashma Talmud Chacham, and he wanted to talk to me and learn a little bit. So okay, so I had no choice, and I'm sitting there and waiting. So we started to talk to me about Tzvias Omer, the day after Shavuos. So we started to talk about Ben Hashmashos, about counting Ben Hashmashos, and there. So I said to him, yeah, I said, there's a Taisim Menachos that says that you can even count before Shkia. So he stopped me and said, no, there's no such Tosfos. It was a very, very uncomfortable position because there was such a Tosfos, but he was adamant that there's no such Tosfos. So I tried to be as respectful as possible. I said, let's have a lamb of vinegar. Let's take a look. Let's open up the Tosfos. The Menachos Tamuch Bava, we'll see the Tosfos. So he couldn't believe it. He looked at it, he saw Tosfos, that's what I said. He just blown away. Couldn't believe it. So I said, the thing didn't go so well, but the Tosfos was going away. Anyway, so get back to the story. So Tosfos has a lot of chiddushim. So the chiddush that we want to extract from this Tosfos is that you're allowed to count Ben Hashmashos because it's only mid Rabbanim. So parenthetically, there are Rishonim who will for sure disagree with Tosfos because there are Rishonim who maintain that Tzvius Omer Bezman Azez Derai, so like the Rambam. The Rambam says that Tzvius Omer is not necessarily dependent upon the actual Akrobus Omer. According to the Rambam, there's the same mitzvah Derai that counts Tzvius today as there was Bezman Shabbos to make the Shaykhayim. So according to the Rambam, there's no way you can count during Ben Hashmashos. You're not going to be able to. It's a Suffolk Derai, so the Chumrah. So there's no question that the Rambam would not permit counting during Ben Hashmashos. But the Ran, in the end of Masechet Pesachim, where the Rishon discussed the sugya of Tzvius Omer, so the Ran quotes the Tosfos, and the Ran says, even though Tosfos is right, that Tzvius Omer is only the Rabbanon is Manazer, but they're not right in their conclusion, says the Ran. Just because Tzvius Omer is the Rabbanon, what right do you have to count during Ben Hashmashos? Yes, the Ran, the Chiosin, Sofik Rabbanon Lekula Lechatchila. Sofik Rabbanon Lekula means when you're stuck, you got in the corner and you're in a pickle and you can't figure out what to do. Alright, Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. But you can't live your whole life based on Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. So what gives you the right to count Mitchila during Ben Hashmashos, knowing full well that you may have the wrong day, but it may not be lively yet? So the Ran says, if the Rambam's right, that Tzvira is the Araisa, then for sure Tosfos is not right. But even if Tosfos is right, that Tzvira is the Rabbanon, you still can't do a mitzvah derabanan during Ben Hashmashos. So what we have in front of us is really a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran. What is the halacha? What is the proper protocol when you have a mitzvah derabanan that has to be done at night? Am I permitted the chetchila to do it during Ben Hashmashos or not? So Tosfos says absolutely yes. Even the chetchila shul b'chetchila, you can count Tzvira during Ben Hashmashos. Sofik Rabban Lekul is muti v'lechatchila b'pashas according to Tosfos, and according to the Ran, nothing doing according to the Ran. If the Shaila happened, did he count it? Well, yeah, okay, maybe you're yaitzi b'diyavid, but lechatchila to count Ben Hashmashos is out of the question, says the Ran. So lechora, this machlek is plays in the Ran, but Tzvius Omer will now play out in terms of Kriyas HaMegillah. So an out-of-town community called me a couple of days ago. They want to know the whole story. They're planning a Kiruv event. They were this with the kids. They want to start laying the Megillah right after Shkia. They want to know what's event. You're allowed to start laying the Megillah mamash immediately after Shkia. So I said to them, it's probably Machlokes tells in the Ran that according to Tosfos, you're allowed to, because according to Tosfos, Kriyas HaMegillah is only the Rabbanon. So Kriyas HaMegillah is the Rabbanon. So then Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. Whereas according to the Ran, who says that even if Kriyas HaMegillah is the Rabbanon, like it sounds like it's the Rabbanon, ain't also something to Rabbanon Lekula Chachili. You're not really supposed to, unless there's some very, very extenuating circumstances, but it would not be proper to just stomp to start to lay the Megillah during Ben Hashmashos. So at first glance, this shaila about can you lay the Megillah during Ben Hashmashos, or must you wait until Tzeis Kichavim, appears to be totally on the Machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. This whole Shigul Torah that we're saying is working with one premise. It's assuming that Kriyas HaMegillah is only mid Rabbanon. If that premise is not correct, then everything we just said falls by the wayside also. Why would anybody question that premise? Obviously, Kriyas HaMegillah is only the Rabbanon, not the Araisa. It wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It didn't exist before the days of Purim. So what's Shach to say that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Rabbanon? So So the Rishonim of the following discussion, and then later Achora picked up upon this, is that Kriyas HaMegillah is a funny type of a mitzvah, because although it's true, it's not in the Chumash, it's not in the Torah itself, it's in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's mentioned in Ksuvim, it's mentioned in part of Tanakh. So this is what the Gemara calls in a different context, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah in Chazal has nothing to do with Zohar. Divrei Kabbalah is the term that's used for Nevi'im Uksuvim. So a mitzvah that appears in Nevi'im Uksuvim, is that put up on a pedestal like a Diaraisa? Is that, after all, Nevi'im Uksuvim is also Dvar Hashem. So if it's not the same Dvar Hashem as the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, but it's still B'derech Nevuah, B'derech Rech HaKadosh, whatever the Nevi'im Uksuvim are written in, so that's also in a certain sense Dvar Hashem. So maybe we have to treat those, all the mitzvahs that appear in Nevi'im Uksuvim, as shadows of Diaraisas, or quote-unquote Diaraisas, and all the chumras of Diaraisas will apply to them. Or maybe we say no. Well, there's no such category, no such halacha, that if it's Dirabbanan, it didn't exist in the days of Matan Torah, so it doesn't exist on a level of Diaraisa. It's only a pure Dirabbanan. So this is the big machlokes at Poskim. Is Kriyas HaMegillah treated for all the chumras of Diaraisas, or is Kriyas HaMegillah just a plain and simple Dirabbanan? Do we say Divrei Kabbalah for Divrei Torah Dami, or do we say Divrei Kabbalah so this is going to impact upon our Shaila. If you hold that Kriyas HaMegillah is only in the Dirabbanan, it's a plain Dirabbanan, so that depends on Tosfos and the Ram, can you lay in Benesh Moshes or not. But if you take the approach that Kriyas HaMegillah has smacks of a Diraisa, it has a shot of a Diraisa to it, because different Kabbalah is a different Torah, then we're in a whole different ballgame. Then we have to be very, very strict about Kriyas HaMegillah. Then we can't even dream of starting Kriyas HaMegillah before Tseis, just as Achilas Matzah has to wait until Tseis Kichavim, so the Kriyas HaMegillah would have to wait until it's Vada Elayel until Tseis Kichavim. There are other Nafkaminas Ladina also from this equation. And therefore would be... maybe a Shalva D'Araisa. So there's a Machlokes, the Chasam Sofer, and the Nitziv, when we celebrate miracles of events that happened hundreds and thousands of years ago, is that a Hal that's D'Araisa or not? So the Chasam Sofer, in a Tshuva, writes that yes, that he thinks that any Hal that's associated with a miracle, even a miracle that happened years ago, is a Hal of D'Araisa. And the Nitziv says no, the Nitziv says that only a Hal that takes place, B'Shas Maisa, that means at the very first celebration, that first Purim, in Shushan Adira, so that was a Din D'Araisa. But every subsequent Purim is on the Midrabanan, so that may depend on that Nekuda. So again, so if Kriyas HaMegillah is Dirabbanan, then we know Tosfos Ram, we have the whole sikh from Sfiras HaOmer lined up. If Kriyas HaMegillah is a Diraisa, then for sure we have to be machmir, not to lay in until Tseis Kichavim. There are other shilas that come up which are based on this question, whether Kriyas HaMegillah takes on all the chumas of Diraisas or not. This is a very, very common shila. This week we mentioned the Shabbos and Parsha Zohar. So Parsha Zohar we assume is Diraisa. Even that's not agreed upon by everyone. There are some Rishonim who say that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech doesn't mean you have to lay once a year, every year. Zechiras HaMolech, the Rambam seems to say, Zechiras HaMolech means you have to always talk about HaMolech. Whenever you get an opportunity, whenever you learn Parsha B'Shalach, Parsha Gizeitze, whenever you get a chance to talk about HaMolech, that's the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech. It's not linked to a Kriyas HaTorah with a once a year, with a whole Parsha Zohar. And Tosfos in the Rush disagree. Tosfos in the Rush write that which we lay in Parsha Zohar once a year, every year, is not a mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras HaMolech. And that's a way in the Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is quoted. That's what we try to practice. That's why we insist on everyone tries to make it to shul for Parsha Zohar in order to be cheshish that this may be a Kriyas HaTorah that's mamash deraisa, this Kriyas HaTorah. Since Parsha Zohar, we assume, has the status of a Diaraisa, therefore there is a practice, we spoke about this in the past, there is a practice that we have, the Parsha Zohar, that we most poskim do not permit a bar mitzvah boy to be the bakari for Parsha Zohar. If a boy is bar mitzvah to Shabbos, he can lay in Parsha Tetzaveh, but he shouldn't lay in Parsha Zohar. The reason being that when a child turns bar mitzvah, so even though he's technically 13, if he hasn't physically matured, if he hasn't developed two saros, two hairs in that area of the body, usually associated with physical maturity, so he's not really bar mitzvah. We don't know whether he has beis aras. We assume he probably has beis aras, but the Gemara says that we only assume that for dinim derabbanan. We don't make that assumption for dinim deraisa. So therefore, the boy has just turned bar mitzvah. He can lay in Pashas Tetzaveh. He can lay in daf Torah. He can daven for the yomid. He can get an aliyah. He can do everything. The Pashas Zohar, he should have somebody else to lay. So there are some poskim who are makbir that the bar mitzvah boy shouldn't lay in the Megillah either, because the boy just turned bar mitzvah last week. So how do you know that he really has beis aras? A lot of day schools, that's what they do. They train all the boys in 8th grade how to lay in the Megillah. They all get up and lay in the Megillah. According to some posting, that's no good, because since the boys just turned bar mitzvah a month ago, so we don't really know who's bar mitzvah, who's not bar mitzvah. So not everyone agrees to this chumrah, but there are some who have such a chumrah. So again, So if Kriyas HaMegillah takes on the status of a Diyaraisa, then we would have to be very, very Makbid. We would have to be sure that it stays Kichom L'chol HaDeyas before we permit the reading of the Megillah. So there is a Chiddush that appears in the Nadiv Yehuda and appears in the Shagas Aryeh, the same idea. And these Gedolei Acharonim suggest the following, that is Kriyas HaMegillah really a mitzvah Diyaraisa? Does it take on the Chumras of Diyaraisa? Is Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah? Or do we treat Kriyas HaMegillah with just a regular Din D'Rabbanan? So these Gedolei Acharonim suggest that maybe we can distinguish between Kriyas HaMegillah at night and Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime. So if you look carefully in the Megillah itself, when the Megillah records the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, the Megillah says, V'hayomim ha'ela nisgarim v'na'asim. So the Gemara says, nisgarim is a lashon of zechira, is a lashon to speak about. Zechira in halach always means to speak about. Zechira is zachas yom shabbos kachor, means to speak the words of Kiddush. Zechira is yes mitzrayim, is to say the words of Mitzrayim. Zechira is amolek, is to say the ma'ase amolek. So v'hayomim ha'ela nisgarim v'na'asim means that you have to say over the story, you have to read the Megillah. So the pasuk of the Megillah speaks about the hayomim, the days. So one could argue that maybe Kriyas HaMegillah as appears in Kisvei HaKodesh, you'd say in the daytime. There's only one Kriyas HaMegillah, Me'ikim Mikradin. The fact that we lay in the Megillah at night, that's a later takana. That's a takana sachamim. That's a regular mitzvah derabanan. That's like Meiros Chanukah. That's like Meir Pichsanen. That's like a regular plain derabanan. That doesn't have the chumras of Divrei Kabbalah or Divrei Torah Dami. This is usually suggests that this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Megillah writes that our custom is that we recite Shechiyanu when we read the Megillah at night, and then we say Shechiyanu again when we read the Megillah in the morning. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why do we do that for? We just did the mitzvah once, so when do you make Shechiyanu a second time? So other Rishon say the Shechiyanu in the morning is for the other mitzvahs ayom, for the Suda, Shalachmanas, etc. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam says the reason why we repeat the Shechiyanu is because we're doing a new mitzvah in the daytime. The mitzvah that we did at night was the lower level mitzvah. That was the less important mitzvah. The Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime, that's the real makor. That's the real mitzvah. What does that mean? So the Acharonim explained, Rabbeinu Tam is driving at us like with these Acharonim that the Yehud and Shagas Aryeh are suggesting, that Kriyas HaMegillah at night is a lower level mitzvah. It's a derabbanan in the fact. It's an important mitzvah. Well, derabbanan is also important, but it's not a deraisa. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. It's only Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime that takes on the chumras of deraisas. It's Divrei Kabbalah, because that's what says the Megillah. It's just Pashup Shah on the Pasuk. Yom V'Leilos. So we lay in the Megillah at night as a mitzvah derabbanan, but the Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom is much more important. So it's funny that in some places, so at night, everybody comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. So at daytime, people are running out, the one foot out the door, Kriyas HaMegillah happens. Kriyas HaMegillah at night takes an hour and a half. Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime takes 15 minutes. So it should be the other way around. Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime, you have to be much more careful about it, because that's the real mitzvah, that's the much more important of the two mitzvahs. So if these Acharonim are correct, that even if Kriyas HaMegillah is deraisa, even if that's true that Kriyas HaMegillah is deraisa, that only applies to Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, not Malayla, so that's good news for us in terms of being making on the Ben Hashmash HaShayla. So we want to let these communities, these shuls who are pushing to lay a little bit earlier, so we want to be making, we want to just let them start a few minutes earlier, they don't have to wait until it gets dark, they can just start laying right after Shkia. So we suggested that, well, something to Abana Makula. So we had a Taisus and a Rabbi, we weren't so sure, Lechatchil, okay, but Taisus is not so bad to rely on. Taisus says something to Abana Makula, even Lechatchil, we can lay Ben Hashmashos, provided that the mitzvah in question is the Rabbanan. So is Kriyas HaMegillah the Rabbanan? So even according to the Machmirim, that Kriyas HaMegillah may be the Araisa, that's most probably only Kriya Bayom and not Kriya Balayla. So we have a good Sad Lahokyo to permit those who want to lay the Megillah a little bit early, not to have to necessarily wait until Taisi Gichavim. There is another part to the story, another possible reason to permit laying the Megillah earlier than one would have expected, and perhaps one could even begin to lay the Megillah, perhaps even before Shkia. How can you lay the Megillah even before Shkia? It's not even a suffix, it's nothing. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas HaDeshen that maybe one can lay the Megillah being Be'od Yom as long as it's after Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha, where did that enter into the equation? So that's a sugya in the beginning of the fourth parak of Berachas. There was a machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan. When is the earliest time for a person to daven Ma'ariv? So when is the machlekes really started out? When is the latest time for a person to daven Mincha? So the Gemara says that whenever Mincha ends, that's when Ma'ariv starts. So Rabbi Huda said, you're allowed to daven Mincha till Plag HaMincha, which is on a perfect day, it's an hour and a quarter, we assume before Shkia. So let's say Shkia 6 o'clock, so it's 4:45, it's Plag HaMincha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to finish Mincha by 4:45, and then you can start to daven Ma'ariv right afterwards. And according to the Chachamim, no, according to the Chachamim, you can still daven Mincha till Shkia, and then you can start to daven Ma'ariv after that. So how do we pass in the Halacha? So the Gemara says whatever you want. The Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar Ravid, the Ovid Kamar Ravid. You want to be Rabbi Hudi, you be Rabbi Hudi. You want to be the Chachamim, you can be the Chachamim. Either one is okay. Which do we Lemaisa follow? So we obviously follow the Chachamim. We daven Mincha till Shkia. Some places daven Mincha till Shkia. But even those places that follow the Chachamim, so we finish Mincha before Shkia, but most people are not makbit to finish Mincha before Praga. Mincha, it's unheard of. So Shkia 6 o'clock. So 10 to 6, the Mincha starts. So we really annoyed like the opinion of the Chachamim. But in the back of our minds, we know Rabbi Huda is true. We know Rabbi Huda is a potentially valid Shita. And we sometimes even fall back on Rabbi Huda, particularly on Friday afternoon. In the summertime, people want to make an early Shabbos, so Rabbi Huda Shita comes back to life. So how can we do that? You're contradicting yourself. One day you're Rabbi Huda, one day the Chachamim. So that's a topic in of itself, the saga of the 7 o'clock minyan, but not for now. So getting back to the story. So there is a concept of Plag HaMincha in Halacha, that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, at least according to the view of Rabbi Huda, which we, in a certain sense, possibly like as well. There was a machlokes HaRishonim, how far Rabbi Huda Shita goes, and Rabbi Huda permits you to daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha. What about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Does that mean you have to fulfill Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha? The sun is mamash shining. So the first tells in Brachas, mamash the first tells in Shas, the Beis and Aleph, close to the neighbor, Ben Etam, the yes, that just as you could daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, you could be Yaitse Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha. So that's already a very, very questionable Ben Etam. So in the back of the Gemara, the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah in Masechus Brachas, and the Riff and Brachas, so most Masechus have either the Ran or the Nimuch HaYosef, and Brachas happens to have the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah disagree with this Rabbeinu Tam, and they say, how could you say Kriya Shema from Plag HaMincha? The Torah says you have to say Kriya Shema b'zman b'shoch b'cha. B'shoch b'cha means, obviously it's dark outside. Who's going to sleep in the lights around? Well, your kids are going to sleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Plag HaMincha in the winter time is 3:15 in the afternoon. Nobody's going to sleep then. So come to Rabbeinu Yonah and say, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and say that there was never a machlokes or b'yudin the Chachamim about the mitzvah derais of Kriya Shema. Of course you have to wait until it gets dark for Kriya Shema. The machlokes was about tefillah, it was about Shemoneh Esrei, which is only a derabbanan anyway. Which they were misake into davish manesheh b'layla. So what's called layla? Layla stuff like a mincha. With this layla, you have to wait until a little bit later. But kriyishma, there was never a question. But I call upon him, you see from this Gemara, and you see, especially from Rabbeinu Tam, who even extended this Gemara out of the realm of tefillah into the realm of Kriyashma, that certain halachas which do depend on layla, maybe we do have a right to say the plag HaMincha is ready to shtick a layla, it's ready to tchilas layla. So, for example, the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Chanukah quotes that let's say a person is stuck and they have to light Chanukah candles early. So the Gemara tells us that you're not really supposed to light Chanukah candles before the Zman. When is the Zman? So the Gemara says, Mishetishot HaChama. That's the Zman. That's the earliest time to light Chanukah candles. So the Machlekes HaRishonim, what does Mishetishot HaChama mean? So the Rambam seems to say Mishetishot HaChama means Shkia. Like we would say Shkia when the sun sets, the Nisha horizon. Say this week at 5:52, whatever it is, that's called Shkia Sechama. That would be the earliest time to light Chanukah candles. And other Rishonim say no, Mishetishot HaChama means later. It means after Shkia Sechama. It means that the next time, after the stars are already out, after Tzeis Kechavim, that's the time, the earliest time to light Chanukah candles. So that was a machlekes between the different minhagim and Eretz Yisrael. So the minhag is like the Gra, that people light Chanukah candles very early. They light mamash at Shkia, and many people in Chutzpah light later at Tzeis Kechavim, probably because they're not home from work at Tzeis Kechavim. But there were different minhagim in Christ, so when's the earliest time to light Chanukah candles? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Shaila, what if a person is not going to be around? He's not going to be able to light at that point. He's leaving, he's flying off to Eretz Yisrael, and he's not going to be able to light at the later point. He wants to light before Shkia, before Mishetishot HaChama. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you can light even before also. When's the earliest time you can light? You can't light at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can light at Plag HaMincha. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get such an idea from? He's quoting from the Rishonim. Where did the Rishonim get this from? They got it from the Gemara. The fourth Perek of Brachas says, just as the Gemara says, you can daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Natan said, you can say Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you can light Chanukah candles after Plag HaMincha also. So the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Purim quotes from the Tumas Hadash, and it says the same story, the same pismon when it comes to Kriya Shema Megillah, that since Kriya Shema Megillah has to be Balayla, but we have a very watered down version of what Laila means. So Laila can mean Plag HaMincha. It's an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. The sun is Mamashai in the middle of Tanis Esther. You'll finish the entire Megillah and you still can't break your fast because it's still the Tanis. The Tanis doesn't open until it gets dark. So says the Shulchan, it doesn't matter. You can still be Yaitse in the midst of Kriya Shema Megillah because for all these dinim, it's considered to be a Laila. If one would take the approach that Kriyas HaMegillah is Deraisa, that Kriyas HaMegillah has the chumras of Deraisa, and if one would disagree with them, then visit the Shegasari and assume that even the Kriya Balahila is Deraisa, if you're going to go that far, so then that would be very, very big stress. Then to say that you can be Yotze, the real mitzvah Deraisa of Kriyas HaMegillah, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is still shining, that's very, very hard to believe. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going along with the Mechilim that Kriyas HaMegillah is only Derabbanan. It's like Davening Maariv, it's like Meres Chanukah. It's a big deal, you can lay in the Megillah early, it's not a problem. So many Achorim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Kri Chadash and others say, what? Well, it's Rami Olam. The Gemara never said you can say Kriyas HaMegillah early. The Gemara says you can have Maariv early. Where does it say you can say Kriyas HaMegillah early? Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to wait until the Zman. So there are two totally different parts of the sugya in terms of when is the earliest time to read the Megillah. So the one issue is, can you lay in the Megillah during Ben HaShemashos? So that's the age-old question about Safek Derabanan Lekula. If you go to read the Tosfos, that Safek Derabanan Lekula is Mutar even Lechatchila, and you can just set up a Safek of Ben HaShemashos even Lechatchila. Or do you go to read the Ran, that Safek Derabanan Lekula is only B'diyeved, that you're not permitted to live your life based on a Safek Derabanan Lekula, therefore you have to wait until Tzeis Kechavim. That's the first part of the sugya. And again, that whole discussion is all assuming that Kriyas HaMegillah is in fact the Rabbanan, which is a little bit questionable. Maybe it's a Shal of Deraisa, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah. At night, at the day, it becomes a little bit shaky. And then the further question is, maybe we can even push it a little bit earlier. Maybe we can push it all the way back even before Shkia, maybe until the point of Plaga Mincha. So when this particular community called me, they asked me when I think the earliest they can lay the Megillah. So I said, listen, if lechatchila, if you have people who there's no other pressing issues, so of course you should wait until Tzeis Kechavim. What are you rushing for? Purim comes once a year, so you wait another 20 minutes. But if you have some very serious extenuating circumstances, so then you stop at least Ben HaShemashos you can lay. At least if you're really, really stuck, even Plaga Mincha you can lay. But Ben HaShemashos for some of them is definitely what to rely on to lay in the Megillah during Ben HaShemashos. Then he asked me the question. He said, okay, so I'm going to be part of this community. Should I read the Megillah over again when I get home after Tzeis Kechavim, or should I rely on this kula also of Ben HaShemashos? So I didn't want to answer that question. I said, you do whatever you want. But I'll tell you, Ma'aseh Shoreh Kachoya, that we mentioned before that Bat Mitzvah Bachur, many Poskim say should not be the Bat Peres for Kriyas HaMegillah at least by Yom, but at night, many Poskim are Megil. So Kachava, that I was at a Bat Mitzvah, where the Bar Mitzvah boy celebrated his Bar Mitzvah was Kriyas HaMegillah. He lay in the Megillah at night, but he did not lay in the daytime. For this cheshbon, that the pshat that was given was that the Laila, yes, it's only the Rabbanan, but now the day, no, because the Shal of Divrei Kabbalah. So he lay in the Megillah. So after Kriyas HaMegillah, after his Bar Mitzvah celebration was over, so somebody comes up to me in the back of the shul and says, so tell me the truth. Are you going to lay in the Megillah when you get home again or not? So I said, I don't know yet. They said, I'm not sure. So I was having a horn, on the one hand, it bothers me. On the other hand, Mikra, didn't we hold that it's okay, like the Nebibir and the Shekasai. So Baruch Hashem, it's such the Yath of the Shemaya. When I got home, so my mother said to me, you won't believe it. So I was still single there. She said, you won't believe it. She said, I came to shul 2 seconds late for the Megillah. I walked in after the first pasuk. So I missed the whole first pasuk. I didn't know what to do. So I said, guess what? Here's the good news. You have to have the whole Megillah over again. So I whipped out the Megillah and started waiting for it all over again, having in mind, just in case it wasn't the answer. So I still, it's Hashkacha Paratis. Not everybody. Not everyone.
What
do
they do with
Even though the Gemara says in Masechus Megillah that Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Balayel B'Shnos HaBiyom, so the Gemara wasn't, according to those poskim, the Gemara wasn't so concerned with this. But even though the Megillah itself describes that Yom here doesn't mean Yom V'lo Leilos, Yom means the 24-hour period of Purim, the days of Purim. The word Yomim sometimes in Halacha means daylight and sometimes not. Like Pasukos Teish V'Shivas Yomim, the Gemara says it means day and night. It's the same mitzvah. So L'kachta L'chem Yom Arishon, Yom Troya L'chem, that means Yom V'lo. So it's hard for us to sit back and to make drushes on these days.
What do we do this year in the morning when sunrise is 7:25 or 7:30 or something like that?
So that's the opposite end of the question. So here the Mishnah says in Masechus Megillah that you're really not supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah until after Netzachama. The Ikra didn't be Be'eved, you would be yoyt to the mitzvah after Alos HaShachar, because Me'ikra din Alos HaShachar is considered to be Yom, but Lechatchila, one is not supposed to do the mitzvah, any mitzvah say Yom. Let's say, you really shouldn't say Hallel until Netzachama. You really shouldn't say Shekelul until Netzachama. You shouldn't blow Shofar until Netzachama, as a din mid-Rabbanon, because the Chachamim were afraid that if you do mitzvahs before Netzachama, so people aren't going to know exactly what time it is. In those days, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have Izmanim Batam. The guy looks outside, it's a cloudy day, he can't tell whether it's what the time is. He's going to think that it's already Alos HaShach, and he may goof, and he may end up laying the Megillah too early. So therefore, with the Rabbanim, they instituted Lechatchila, you should wait until Netzach Abba. When the sun comes up, everyone realizes the sun is up. So the Chora, the din is that one is really not supposed to lay in the Megillah until Mamish and Netzach Abba, unless one is really stuck. If you haven't done it, guys, no other option. He won't be able to do the Megillah at the right time later. So then you can even be Yotzei after Alos HaShachar. But Lechatchila, one should really, if one's able to, one should try to daven in the minyan that Kriyas the Megillah is in fact after Netzach Abba. There is one opinion in the poskim that din derabbanan doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, since we have clocks. So the whole gzera doesn't apply anymore. We usually don't assume that way. We usually try to be chayshesh for that. There is one last shadow that's come up already the second year in a row that the shadow came up, also because of the zmanim, and that was a shadow that occurs on Tainus Esther. So the shadow is, when is the earliest time to daf mincha in Tainus Esther? So the same as any other time. You're allowed to daf mincha whenever zman mincha comes. So go figure, it's a crisis for some of the day schools. I'll tell you why, because the day schools, they only have usually half day on a Tainus, and they want to let the kids out. They want to be able to daven mincha before they let the kids out, because who knows what's going to happen? The kids will never daven mincha that day, so they want to daven mincha before. But the problem is that the way the New York City buses, I guess maybe the New Jersey buses also, is that the buses have to be ready to pick up the public school kids at 3 o'clock. So if you on a regular day, so school ends at 4 o'clock, so 4:30, whatever it is, they already picked up the public school kids. But if the dismissal is at 12 o'clock, then there was enough time. If the dismissal is at 2 o'clock, then they're not gonna have enough time. So the bus company said, listen, we're out of here by 1:30, we're out of here. Go figure, the Congress changed the law and they made daylight savings time, and now it's not those 9 mincha. So the shot is, what do you do? Can you daven mincha a little bit before? So the Gemara tells us that in the Iker Adin, you can offer the Korban Tamid of Bein Arbayim already after Chatzos. Because the Torah says Bein Arbayim, that means once the sun is already shifting in the sky, it's already beginning to set. So after Chatzos, at Chatzos it's exactly in the middle of the sky. After Chatzos, already 1 second, it's already beginning in the process of setting. So in the Torah, you can offer the Korban Tamid even at that point. But with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to do that. They made it Takanos HaKavim not to offer the Korban Tamid until a half hour later, because they were afraid people are going to make a mistake, that's going to be hard to tell whether it's chatzos or not, so they may end up offering the Korban Tamid too early, and that would be possible in the Torah. So therefore, the Gilacham instituted, you have to wait a half hour. So that's why Hilchos Tefillah, the Gemara says in the fourth Perek of Brachos also, that you have to wait until a half hour after chatzos, because the Shai and the Poskim are the half hour is 30 minutes, half hour is the Shel's Manis. This time of year, it's going to make a difference about a minute or two. It's not such a major difference in the winter time. In the middle of the winter, in the middle of the summer, it could be a difference of about 10, of a couple of minutes. But mid Rabbanan, you're not really supposed to daven mincha either until not only until after chatzos, but until the time of what's called mincha gedola, which is halachically a half hour after chatzos. So it wasn't feasible for these schools; that wasn't in the ballpark. So the question is, can they daven mincha beforehand? Can you call this a shasat chak and daven mincha beforehand? So I told them that I thought that they really feel that the kids are bechlal not going to get the mincha tayzef experience, so maybe kriyas haTorah and the haftorah, right? No, it's not the end of the world. It's not the integral part of mincha per se. So maybe one could argue that, or you can do it even after chatzos with mishkapela. I told them they should try the time Shmon Esrei. At least Shmon Esrei, I think they should start after the correct zman. So they're working out the times for me. The bus company told them 1:40, they're out of there, and 1:27 is the earliest moment. Whatever it is, you have to quick Shmon Esrei, Hech Kedusha, whatever it is, you have to figure out an eitzah. But I said to let people daven the chatzchila Shmon Esrei of mincha before the zman is not really right. Most can assume that the eved, the Rechashulchan writes, that the eved, if you daven mincha, after chatzos, you yotzei. Mishnah Berurah is not even sure about that. But the Rechashulchan writes, it's hard to believe that the eved is not yotzei. The real zman is chatzos. It's just a chumra b'alma to wait the half hour. But it's a chumra that the Chacham instituted. It's an old takanis. It was a takanis back in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a b'feirush Gemara in Brachos and in Shachim. So therefore, we really wouldn't be advocating davening mincha before. So you see what a balagan we have in just a one day of Purim because of all this different nuances in terms of the clock. So hopefully, we should all fulfill the mitzvah of Purim to daf chadin, and it should be a time of Ayud Ma'aseh.
Next year, you won't have the problem. It's early.